You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, Director of Communications for the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma, and we will be exploring the Book of Revelation today in a special edition of the Baptist Messenger. And our first guest is someone I've gotten to know well and respect and admire. His name is Dr. Mark McClellan, and he is Dean of the Herschel H. Hobbs College of Theology and Ministry at Oklahoma Baptist University, and he is a professor of theology and missions. Dr. McClellan, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Brian. It's wonderful to be with you again and to be a part of this broadcast.
Excellent. Well, you've had a career that's varied, one might say, as educator, administrator, theologian, missionary, attorney, and that's one of the reasons why the Messenger called on you to coordinate a project to focus on one of the most important but misunderstood books of the Bible, the Book of Revelation. And I want to ask you first, what is the Book of Revelation all about?
Well, there are several things that it is about, and it's a great question, Brian, because everyone that reads it wants to know the answer to that question. The Book of Revelation, most foremost, is about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It is about what God has done and is doing in all of history. It is about the nature of God. And in the midst of that, it gives us just a stunning example of the inspiration, the authority, and the truthfulness of Scripture as it sees prophecy fulfilled, projects history in the future. And so it serves a multiple number of purposes, and it also talks about the mission of God, because as the book unfolds, we see glimpses of eternity in heaven, and in the midst of that, people who have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, who have been transformed, and are some of whom have been martyred, are worshiping before the throne in heaven. So it gives us a real foundation for what we also call the doctrines of the last things, or eschatology. It's central to that. But make no mistake, the Book of Revelation is about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's well said. And in your piece, which is available at baptistmessenger.com, you make that clear as well. You start out by saying the Book of Revelation was divinely inspired in the first century, but it presents a powerful, vibrant, and essential message for the present as it reveals the future. And there are other writers who contributed as well. Now, what I like about what you and the other writers have done is the balance you bring and the differing highlight points. You know, there are some people who want to make everything of the Book of Revelation. It's the only book of the Bible they want to study. There are others who never want to touch it, and you can almost see the cobwebs in their Bible forming at that place, or the pages are stuck together from being ignored. But what you present is a healthy balance, a way to study it, understand it. Could you talk about that and perhaps the writers that were chosen to bring a viewpoint related to that?
Yes, Brian, and you are exactly right. The Book of Revelation seems to compel polar opposites as far as those who would see it alone out of the context of the rest of the revealed canon of Scripture, and those who just simply don't want to attempt to study it. And you couldn't be more right. And what we really want to encourage through this article that you've been so deeply involved with is for those members of the churches and pastors and staff to see this as part of God's revealed and inerrant Word, and very important to study. And we trust the Holy Spirit and a sound and dedicated approach to study will make it rich to each believer. So I couldn't agree with you more about that. What we have attempted to do with the various writers is to give a perspective, essentially, from the millennial perspectives of each one of them. However, what they each address by way of their own view of the millennium of Revelation 21 through 6 is really quite fascinating as far as interpretation, because we have to ask ourselves questions about symbolism and the symbols in the Bible. How do we understand those? We have to ask questions of this text, which, by the way, the text always answers if we're willing to listen to, mm-hmm. about how do we relate the God's people Israel and God's people, the church, in understanding the present and the future, and indeed the millennium. How do we understand the finality of history, heaven, hell? How do we understand spiritual and invisible spiritual forces that are so predominant, by the way, not just in the book of Revelation, but throughout the Bible? Spiritual powers, how do we understand those? And then particularly, how do we understand how the book of Revelation, which has a historical narrative in it as well as foreseeing the future, how do we understand history in that relationship? Now, these writers will take some different approaches on issues of symbol at times, issues of history at times, but what you'll really see is they are all serious and dedicated to find out what the text has to say. And of the essential elements of the book of Revelation, it would be my position that most evangelicals, most conservatives, most Southern Baptists affirm the essentials of the book of Revelation: the centrality of Christ, the coming of Christ, the existence of heaven and hell, the existence of spiritual forces that are invisible forces, the commitment to the Bible as a revealed history. It's not a myth. It's truth.
That's right.
They will all affirm that. What you'll see from, for instance, the historical premillennial position of Dr. Alan Bandy, one of my faculty, is a commitment to try to understand the not only the book of Revelation, but the issue of tribulation, the issue of suffering, and indeed all of those will, the issue of the relationship of the nation of Israel, the people of God Israel, and the church, and come up with a balanced and acceptable position on that. You'll find Dr. Craig Blasing, who's a great scholar, and by the way, Dr. Bandy, is one of his strengths and that he has written books about and is involved in is the book of Revelation. It's one of his specialties. Mm-hmm. He teaches that for us here at OVU. And Dr. Blasing's just a wonderful scholar and author. He is what's called a progressive dispensationalist and has written a book, co-authored a book in that area, has championed the issue of reading the prophecies of the Bible as important, the prophetic books of the Bible as important, and not doing just exactly what you said before, Brian, ignoring them as too hard to believe. He has been a proponent that teachers and preachers need to take that portion of God's revealed scripture seriously, and does a wonderful job. Ben Merkel echoes something that I echo from my missionary background. He takes the amillennial view, but you'll say he does just a wonderful job of being focused on the key and central, and I believe most essential issues of the book of Revelation. And then at the end, he notes what my experience was as a missionary amongst impoverished and hurting people, and that is they love the book of Revelation.
Yes.
Because God wins, and indeed God does win in that as well. Wade Burleson brings a perspective on some of the issues of history. He deals more with fulfilled prophecy in that text, but he's been a long-time faithful expositor of the text. He's an excellent preacher. He brings a very practical dimension to this issue as well. So I believe we're going to get a great deal of insight and hopefully engender a great deal of future study from our readers.
Excellent. That's a excellent view, and we do plan on interviewing the authors and let them speak to their position. As you pointed out, each one brings a centrality and a unity focused on Christ and his coming return, but also offers their own differing interpretation and the shades and differences that can mean and how that affects your way of life, your approach to missions, your views of the end times. Just one other housekeeping note. I know we've been wading through a lot of heavy terms, and the book of Revelation, as you said, has a lot of symbols. There's lions, lambs, locusts, Armageddon, Babylon, the beast, the dragon, all these different terms. Are there any terms that we really need to unpack here and now, such as maybe the millennium or what is meant by these other terminologies?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are several that would be helpful, and the writers will talk. The millennium is mentioned in one place, and that is the first six verses of the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. Millennium, of course, meaning 1,000 years, and so that has to deal with a question of whether the church is a part of that, the nation of Israel is a part of that, reigning with Christ as a part of the historical narrative of the binding of Satan, the end of time, the new heavens and new earth. But millennium is 1,000 years. Now, there'll be some different approaches to how to understand that in the various writers, but that's one thing we would want to do. The other is prophecy. Prophecy is a lot really what we would commonly understand to be. It is a foretelling of events. There's certainly prophecy that speaks truth to a particular people now in time, and there are clearly future prophetic statements that are to be filled. So prophecy is a part. In fact, the very beginning of the book, verse 3, says that to hear the words of the prophecy. So the book of Revelation is prophecy. And the other is a more technical term that derives its name from the title of this book, which is the revelation of the Greek word apocalypse, and that is apocalyptic type of books in the Bible. These are books, very unique books. Daniel has a good bit of this content, and certainly the book of Revelation, that uses these unusual terms that you've mentioned for us in trying to speak to a powerful truth behind them that just simply, in my estimation, cannot be revealed as powerfully as it needs to be by God unless these kinds of language is used, this inordinate view of the heavens and storms and angels and lightning and things of that nature. So books that use those kinds of terms to convey powerful truths, often future truths, are called apocalyptic. And so those are three terms that we will use. The other term is preterism, and that just simply, and that'll be defined by Wade Burleson, that's a view of history fulfilled or history completed, and so there is certainly that in the book of Revelation, but those are kind of technical terms. They shouldn't scare away anyone. They'll be explained in the articles as well. But in the end, Brian, there's so much that's practical about this, and I made mention in what I said near the end of mine today, that the book of Revelation is a challenge to believers today to abandon worldliness and selfishness and consumerism and apathy, and it's a challenge to us to regain our first love. And so there's a great deal that we can read under deep conviction of the Holy Spirit and the truth of the Bible to this book that speaks directly to the 21st century church and to the churches of our own convention, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
That's well said, and I appreciate you breaking down those terms for our listeners and explaining and highlighting about what they can read. And that is precisely the point of this special edition, is to underscore the importance of reading this book. And I do think we would want our listeners and readers to take time to sit down with the book of Revelation and read through the text and grapple with it themselves, perhaps before and after reading this special edition, which again is available at baptistmessenger.com. Dr. McClellan, I appreciate your time today and all your work on this project, and we just are blessed by you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. I'm honored to be a part of this, and thank you for your hard work in making this so professional. And our prayer is that it'll be an honor to the Lord, an exaltation of the truth of the Bible, and a blessing to the readers.
Amen. Well, blessings to you, and thank you again.
Thank you, Brian.
Stay tuned for future editions of the Messenger Insight. You've been listening to a special presentation on exploring the book of Revelation. Visit BaptistMessenger.com for more.